The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then maybe I'll say a few words. That is, sometimes when we think about loving kindness, or even if we have a loving kindness practice, it might be that we have some ideas about what it means to be kind or what it means to be care. We have some underlying beliefs or thoughts or views about this that we might not even notice, but they might be having an effect on us. There might be a way in which some of our unseen or maybe unarticulated or unclear ideas are showing up in maybe some kind of way. It might not be too, right? You might not have these underlying beliefs, but it's something to maybe be curious about or have some delicate inquiry about. And that is that there might be someplace like in the back of our minds maybe or something that we think that to be kind, to be care, or maybe especially this word kind, is wimpy. Maybe we might have this idea that that it's kind of to be kind, or to be kind is to be weak somehow, or just a cop out, or an excuse to just do a little bit, like, okay, I'll just be kind. And or we might think that to be kind isn't even a admirable or desirable attribute. We might think that actually what I want to be is smart or funny or powerful or invulnerable, or, you know, we might have this long list of qualities that somehow we might think that, okay, well, I'll be kind if I can't be these other qualities or something like this. It's not a surprise, right, if we were to have that idea. Right, there's so many, human beings, of course, like to tell stories, and there's so many stories where there's heroes. The heroes are often not kind. That wouldn't be the first thing that you would say. I'm making a gross generalization here. It's not true for all of them, of course, but if often the stereotypically, right, the hero has some admirable, or maybe I shouldn't use the word admirable, but some noteworthy quality. And the sidekick is who's kind. What comes to my mind when I hear this word sidekick, I think like Batman and Robin, which honestly, I barely remember from my childhood. But and I think Batman probably was kind. I don't really follow the comics now, but when I think of like Robin, he seemed more like a gentle, kind person. Or maybe we might even think about the desirable woman might have been beautiful or striking, imposing, or maybe amusing. And it's usually her friend that is kind or something like this. So it's not surprising that we might have some of these ideas about, well, what does it mean to be kind? What does it mean about us as human beings, to show up in the world in a kind way? And then maybe I'll say this, that when we think of ourselves as being daring, bold, or going out on a limb, we don't usually think that it's in the direction of being kind or in the direction of being caring or compassionate. And we might think that instead that would maybe come from wisdom or clarity or some incisiveness or something. But, right, what I'm talking about is the media, TV shows, movies, and books. And of course, stories are important. It's part of how we share ideas. But if we reflect on the people we know, actual, real, live people, and those who have touched our lives, those people that we admire, and why they've touched our lives and why we admire them, chances are they are kind and they are caring and they are warm-hearted. Kind of individuals who really can make an impact in people's lives, and maybe not in a grandiose, giant way with bold gestures, but a way in which has an impact, which may be subtle, may be quiet, but it's in a way that really plants seeds that are enduring and grow into something that turns out to be really powerful. So maybe kindness at the moment is powerful, or maybe it's just planting a seed that grows into something that's powerful. So something to ask ourselves, and maybe to have some inquiry about, is what if kindness is the daring, maybe bearing is too in some kind of way, but daring or bold thing to do. What if that's the audacious thing, the brave thing, the going out on a limb is to be kind? Maybe when other people aren't being kind, maybe when people aren't, kindness isn't at the forefront in the way that they're interacting with us, we could be the person who doesn't abandon others, or who is an intrepid listener. And to be clear, I'm not saying that we give up all boundaries and allow people to treat us poorly or to disrespect our boundaries with, like this. We still can say no when we need to say no. But what if it to be bold and courageous sometimes is to be kind, which some cases might mean to not be going along with the flow of the talk around the water cooler, you know, so to speak, or the to not fall prey to, right, of course the media wants us to not have kindness. Is that true? It's, maybe I should say it this way. The media wants us to get our emotions up, right? So that we'll click on that, whatever it is that we're supposed to click on, they want us to click on. Right, they are giving us the news, but they are also businesses. So what if instead of kind of like following the bait that they are giving us, and we need news, I don't want to say that it's bad, and I don't want to say that the media is bad. It's not the case. But just to kind of like put it in perspective and to, I don't know, do the kind of the audacious thing and say, okay, that's enough now. Thank you. I'm not going to take the bait and be filled with self-righteous indignation and anger or fear or whatever it might be. I'm not going to take the bait and really start distrusting and hating others or something like this. I love this idea of kindness as boldness. It's not always easy. But this is part of what loving kindness practice can support us with. It's making it more accessible, more familiar for the heart and mind to have this feeling of warm-heartedness and care, compassion, kindness. Make it more readily available, and to remind our mind and body what it feels like to be caring. And then it often will highlight what it feels like when we're the opposite of caring. We can like feel it or sense it in some kind of way. So loving kindness practice can support us in two ways. One, to make it easier access, to have some open, warm-heartedness, spaciousness. And two, it can, as we become more familiar with that, it can really highlight for us the opposite when we're going the opposite direction of kindness and care. So kindness as boldness. So with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. So take an alert upright posture. Just arriving here in this moment. And feeling what it feels like to be here now. Just arriving and allowing the mind and the body to settle a little bit. And to help support sense of ease, and to help support the arriving process, being collected. Bring our attention to our bodies. Maybe feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Maybe the backrest. Maybe the feeling of the ground underneath the feet. And then to do a gentle body scan, checking in with the top of the body, around the eyes and jaw, common places we hold tension. And the shoulders, and then be relaxed and away from the ears. Bring an awareness to the chest. Is there a way in which the chest could be just a tiny bit more open? It's just small movement. Maybe it's not even perceptible to others. Relaxing the belly, soft belly. Again, feeling the chair, cushion that we're connected to, sitting on. The upper legs, lower legs, and the feet again. The arms. And the hands. And then resting our attention in that part of the body that comes alive or is moving with the breath. Might be the chest or the belly. Or maybe it's the nose where we feel the air going in and out. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And then to begin the loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone from with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. You just naturally feel some warm-heartedness, care, respect, kindness, love. This can be a person you know, maybe somebody you don't know, but they've had a meaningful impact on your life, on you. It can even be imaginary kittens or puppies or baby. You can tune into that sense of well-being that might arise when we bring this lovable being to mind. That is a sense of maybe there's a little bit quiet delight, or maybe a softening in some kind of way. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we kind of repeat the phrases. Maybe before I start the phrases, I'll say, it doesn't have to be these precise words. I use this collection. It's kind of a traditional collection of phrases, but you're welcome to modify them and make them your own. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there a way in which our bodily, our physical experience can be a support for cultivating loving kindness? That is there a part of your experience that has a sense of warmth or spaciousness or ease? May not be your dominant experience. It may just be a small aspect of your experience. It might be that this sense of loving kindness is supported by those sensations, that experience. And it's perfectly fine if you don't find anything in particular, or even if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And to expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. It might be that to be kind to ourselves feels like a bold thing to do. It might not also. To bring to mind either the felt experience of sitting here right now, or a mental image of yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And again, using the felt experience in the body as a support. And if there is a feeling of warmth or softness, spaciousness, can you allow that to get as big as it would like? We're not making or forcing anything, we're allowing. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And now we can expand our loving kindness even further to someone that we have a little bit of difficulties with. Not the most difficult. Somebody that we have some difficulties with. We find ourselves getting tangled up or not feeling kindly towards. And again, this idea, maybe there's some boldness in extending kindness. Having kindness in this relationship. Allow yourself to feel the strength of that. The uprightness of that. Bringing that person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And not forgetting the body, not getting lost in stories, but can we use the body not only as a support for loving kindness, but as a support for staying here with this practice, cultivating loving kindness. To wish the difficult person safety and happiness and health and ease. If you find yourself slipping into something other than loving kindness, maybe the opposite of loving kindness, can that be okay? Can you hold yourself with kindness and either stay with that practice, or if it feels like it's not helpful, to do loving kindness for yourself or for a lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then in this, the last part of this meditation, which practice feels like would be the most supportive for you right now? Having kindness for a difficult person, for yourself, for a lovable being, maybe doing mindfulness of the breath. Whatever feels like would be best for you right now. And then to end this meditation, you can feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. This idea of kindness as boldness. It's kind of recognizing maybe the strength or the power or something that can be there to be kind, especially when there's often when there's a pressure to not be, or to kind of the strength of recognizing that, okay, I have a number of different ideas or emotions or experiences that are happening right now. And I'm going to choose kindness. I'm not going to go with all of them or the ones that are less helpful. I'm going to choose kindness. Again, and I'm not saying this in a way to repress parts of ourselves or to deny parts of our experience, but just to recognize, which we learn through experience, that responding in some ways are more skillful than other ways, more helpful in terms of finding freedom and peace and ease for ourselves and for others. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms and give you an opportunity to maybe explore and talk about this idea. I learned this idea of kindness as boldness. Maybe there are times in which it does take some real boldness. Or you could also talk about maybe what that experience was like, that guided meditation to include the difficult person. I was recommending that maybe not the most difficult person, but to bring someone with a little bit of difficulty with, and with the idea of boldness. Does that make a difference, affect that practice? So you'll be in groups of three or four, and can be helpful. There's no need for to say everything you know as soon as you have the opportunity to speak. It can be helpful just to say one or two sentences or one or two ideas, and then let it go to the next person, and then go to the next person, and then go to the next person, and then hopefully it has a chance to come back around for you, and then maybe you have some more ideas having heard what everybody else has to say. So we'll start with those people, their birthday is closest to January, goes first. And if your birthday is in December, you'll go last. So this, of course, requires that you all share what month your birthday is in. And you'll have 12 minutes and have fun. Welcome back. So we have a few minutes here. If there's some questions or comments anybody would like to make.
I have a question, actually. Something yes. that I just thought of. So one of the issues I have with kindness is that if I know in my heart that I'm being kind, I don't want my actions to be misinterpreted as weakness or as me trying to exploit somebody else, or that I have nefarious ends. So a lot of times that's what prevents me from taking that extra step. There are times when it's just my ego at work or self-preservation that's just an illusion, but a lot of times I'm worried that somebody else is going to think I'm taking advantage of them in some way. And so I was just wondering how I might go about dealing with that.
Yeah, this is a great question. Yeah, so you have one intention, but the impact may not match your intention.
Exactly.
Do you have a sense of how to do that?
I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah. So one way is to be explicit. That is to say, I don't know, I'm just brainstorming here with you. Maybe to say, I just want to, I don't want this to be misinterpreted, but I'm happy to help if you need help. But if you're doing okay, that's okay too. Or, you know, something like that. To be explicit, like you recognize that there could be more than one way in which the impact could be, and just to say, you know, this, to kind of state your intention, to be a little bit more clear with that, or maybe to have some willingness to feel the ouch of like, oh, ow, whoops, okay, that didn't quite work. I was being kind and the impact wasn't quite right, and make apologies if that's needed. And this is partly why kindness is boldness, is a little bit of this willingness to learn and maybe not get it right all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. I think that's such a good question. That's true for so many things, right? Not just kindness, so many things. Yeah. So maybe we'll have time for another comment. Abraham, I see you have your blue hand up.
Yeah, I was intrigued by that. I think it's great to practice giving, and I had a beautiful dog for years, and she was so non-judgmental. So it was really easy to just try a little bit of love. You know, just do this, do that. And so for me, it helped to warm me up towards the whole concept of extending my generosity to others. Was because, you know, we're going to make mistakes. I'm going to make a mistake, but hopefully I'll be wise enough or bold enough to say, okay, that didn't go well, I can do better.
Thank you. Thank you, Abraham. Yes, and our furry friends, you know, it's a little bit silly, but when I see on the screens, like, oh, there's some Linda's dog came and visited her. And like, so if I, my eyes open, it's like, Christine, your cat came. It's just kind of cute. I just love it. And we're just all kind of all together doing this. It's very sweet. So maybe I'll unmute us all or invite you all to unmute, and we'll say goodbye together. So bye, and thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Diana.
Bye,
guys.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Harvey.
Nice to talk
Thanks,
to you.
Kathleen.
Come here. Come here. Say
Thanks,
goodbye.
Thanks, Jesse. Hi, Poochie.
Oh, there's Linda Starr.
I want you to know, I say to him, do you want to go meditate? And he runs after me and comes and sits on the So he's learned a new word.
Nice.
It's very handsome.
Thank you, Diana.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.